boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So home prices are rising or rose in November, and four cities saw all-time highs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is excellent news. Home values nationwide, you know, in some places have recovered to their July 2006 peak. And some of the areas that we're referring to, Steve, is Dallas, Denver, San Francisco, and the Portland, Oregon area. And then you've got a couple of others are just right behind, like Charlotte, North Carolina. So these areas have, you know, fully rebounded prior to the crash in 2006.
So I guess because prices are rising now, we may be getting into that zone where there may be some affordability pressures.
That's right. And the biggest issue always seems to be our tight inventory level. And
yeah.
You know, we talk about it all the time,
supply and
demand.
Mm-hmm.
Inventory levels are low. Prices are rising. Cost to borrow money is still low. Demand is strong. Our biggest issue is not having enough inventory. We could actually sell more homes if we had the inventory to sell. And when I say inventory, Steve, there's always a supply of homes out there, but it's saleable property. You know, buyers today are not going to just buy a house because you put a price tag on it. They have their limitations and they're not willing to overpay. They'll pay market value, but they're not willing to overpay. So, you know, any sellers out there thinking to themselves, why? My house hasn't sold. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they need to take this into consideration. Not everything will sell. There's always a price tag for it.
Well, I want to make this clear. So when you say sellable, you're really talking about price. You're not talking about the condition.
Well, it can be condition as well, because some properties aren't saleable or limited to cash buyers. We have restrictions or limitations because of insurance restraints. We have something called a four-point inspection, and yeah, it includes your roof, electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning heating systems. And they all have to be in acceptable order for an insurance to insure them. So if you're getting a mortgage, mortgage companies insist that you have insurance. And if you can't get insurance, then you can't get a mortgage.
Okay.
Now, certainly a cash buyer can buy a house without insurance and, you know, a home could be sold, but condition has to be taken into consideration. The price comes down, you know, the poorer the condition of the property.
What's the market for appraisals these days? Remember, we always talked about how appraisals lag the market. When the market is down and rising, the appraisals come in too low.
You know, we do see that. We're still seeing that today.
Still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still today, the prices are still rising. And then a lot of it's just trying to find comparable homes.
Yeah.
I just had one the other day that I knew it should appraise all day long based on my experience and knowledge of the marketplace. However, when I tried to, not only did I try to find a comp, but the appraiser find a comp, it was very challenging.
Hmm.
Couldn't find something of similar size, age, quality, location.
Hmm.
And that's where it becomes, you know, a little bit of a problem for an appraiser, because they too have limitations as to what they can use as comparable. And of course, there's always more limitations placed on these different things. So appraisals still become an issue. Now, just because a home doesn't appraise doesn't mean that a buyer can't buy it. What it means, Steve, is let's say, for example, you sell a home for $300,000 and it comes in $280,000. Well, the lender will only lend you based on that 280 price,
yeah,
not the 300.
Right. So you'll have to put up the difference.
Right. The buyer can put up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
The buyer can try to negotiate a lower price
of
with
course.
The seller.
Right.
So those are basically the options.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about this lack of inventory or the squeeze of not having enough inventory, but new home sales were tremendously positive in December. So is there some relief in that area, do you think?
You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of it had to do with the weather. You know, with the seasonally warm temperatures, usually December is, you know, a quiet month, especially
yeah.
in the Northeast. But new home sales surged 10.8% last month,
wow.
which is really, really high. They accelerated sharply in 2015, rising 14.5% for the entire year. So there is a steady growth in new construction. A lot of it has to do with the overall economy, steady job growth, lower unemployment.
Yeah, we just saw that last week. Last Friday came in. Unemployment was at 4.9%. It was 150,000 new jobs. So there is no question that more people are getting employed. And I also noticed that incomes were up 0.5%, which was a very healthy sign that the economy is doing well. And there's a little tightness in the labor market, which is finally causing wages to rise. And that's got to be good for the real estate market.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, this surge in 2016, is it possible that it's because of the warm weather, it's taking a little or stealing a little away from the new home sales in 2016?
You know, that's very possible. What also you have to factor in is the interest rates. You know, anytime there's a fear of interest rates, when you purchase a home, new construction, mm-hmm. a lot of times people are locking in at lower prices. The unknown is always the interest rate. There are some programs that allow you to extend, lock in longer dates on new construction, but people want to take advantage of that because a lot of times it takes about 6 months for a home to be built. And, you know, you're buying at today's prices, yet you don't know where it's going in the future. So a lot of people want to go ahead and lock in. And I think that does have an impact on new construction.
On another matter, I've been watching how the U.S. dollar has been so strong against so many currencies. And one currency in particular that it's very strong against is the Canadian dollar, also known as the loonie. I remember it was maybe a couple of years ago that the Canadian dollar and the U.S. dollar were at parity, meaning, you know, a dollar for a dollar. But now the Canadian dollar is somewhere around 60-something cents against the
U.S.
dollar. Are Canadians taking advantage of that by maybe selling some of their properties in the U.S.?
We're starting to see that, Steve. Yes. You know, they took advantage of the marketplace when the prices started to decline and the dollar was stronger, and they purchased a lot of property in the United States. And now today, we're starting to see that a lot of them, you know, be it they're investors or they've owned it long enough, they want to go ahead and cash out. And especially in, you know, places like Florida, we're seeing, well, one agent in particular is claiming seeing a surge of cashing out. I haven't seen a surge, but it would be a good time if somebody was trying to time the market. For me, the way I look at real estate, you buy it because it's something that you want to enjoy as a winter home. I can certainly see as an investor, maybe this would be a good time. You came in real low, cash out, and take the money and run. But from a real perspective of a true snowbird, or as we call them, snowflakes, some cases, you know, if they're using the property, it wouldn't make sense to go ahead and sell it.
Right.
Just continue to hold on to it and ride it out.
Well, I always look at things from an investor point of view. Unfortunately, we are out of time. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.